Really?
I'm trying to get...
Okay, aren't we supposed to run the disclaimer?
The what?
You know, the thing at the beginning of the show, to warn the people away.
We forgot to run it last month and the station got a bunch of irate calls.
Oh, why would we want to scare people away? Don't we want people to tune in?
But we should run the disclaimer just in case. You know how it goes. Material in this show may be objectionable to some listeners.
We didn't want to run it.
Quiet on your shit. We're getting ready to go on the air.
Excuse me, Mr. Farthington. I know you're new here, but we usually run a disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
That will not be necessary now that we're in charge. Get back at your post immediately and no questioning our orders.
It's the lack of previous leadership that has caused the Ubu Hour to sink so low. I'm glad to see you're taking charge, Farthington, ready to take this pathetic show and pound it into shape.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hollisworth. We'll turn this bottom-rung loser into the best radio theater show on KBOO. Just wait until you see some of the scripts I prepared for it.
You wrote some of the scripts? I didn't know you fancied yourself a scriptwriter.
Life isn't all corporate management. Besides, there weren't many other scripts to choose from. With our new mandate, the cleanliness and morality.
Well, we'll just wait and see what you have in store for us, Farthington. I'm glad you've taken the initiative to ensure the quality of the programming.
Three, two, one. Okay, on cue. Next.
Live from KBOO Studio B in Portland, Oregon.
Greetings, listeners. It's time again for another fine evening of radio theater with the Ubu Hour.
That's right, but don't turn off that radio yet, please. The Ubu Hour is now under new management, as mandated by the FCC. Is this for real?
Because of the numerous complaints from the last several episodes of the Ubu Hour, we have made some changes to our format.
The Ubu Hour has turned a corner. We will no longer broadcast extreme profanity along with obsessive amounts of sex and violence, whereas recent Ubu Hour broadcasts have mirrored and filled... Whereas recent Ubu Hour broadcasts have been mired in filth and perversion, the new Ubu Hour will only offer clean, uplifting entertainment.
Our sincere apologies to those listeners who were offended by the vile language and decadence heard on these public airwaves. We are putting all that behind us.
From now on, the Ubu Hour will strive for the utmost in refinement and good taste. No more trawling in the gutters and cesspools in an attempt to wring a few nervous giggles from jaded hipsters and other dregs of humanity.
No more lurid scenes and shock value tactics to disguise the shabbiness of our scripts and the ineptness of our production values.
No more pandering to the lowest common denominator, luring in the worst elements of society with crude cruelties like some shoddy merchant of sleaze.
No, listener. Under new management, the Ubu Hour will focus on quality and restraint to bring uplifting tales that promote proper values, decorum, and reverence.
We're talking about programming of the highest moral turpitude, gentle tales that will enthrall the entire family. And not just some radical, cynical fringe dwellers who have lost all sense of decency and faith.
Bring in the kids and the old people. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the finest that audio drama has to offer.
Because with the new Ubu, you don't have to worry about offensive language, disturbing ideas, or crude and rude sound effects.
Okay, who did that?
Okay. Okay. That's a wrap.
Okay.
On the intro, fade into music.
Whoever did that will apologize to the listening audience immediately. We no longer tolerate rude noises on this show.
Set up cues for opening scene.
Someone had better confess right now, or I'll have the lot of you thrown off the shed. Who did it?
Excuse me, Mr. Farthington, but we're starting the first scene.
Our tale begins as a little boy and his dog walk through a field towards a suburban house on a warm spring afternoon.
This insubordination will not stand. We will have absolutely no rude noises going over the air.
As they get closer, the little boy speaks up.
Just let it go, Farthington.
Excuse me, sir. We're on the air.
Yeah, you're in the way of my cue card and I can't read my line.
What's that? Oh, okay. We'll resolve this matter later.
Are we going to take this from the top?
Boy,
no, just keep reading.
Boy, Fidel, I wonder what Mom has baking in the oven.
That's Fido.
That was a Pico sympathizer, Farrington.
Q, dog barking noises.
Do you want me to do that line over again?
I can bark.
Oh, I'm done. Can we have that
bark, please? Yeah, let's bark.
Keep going. We're live.
Okay, I'll wait for the cue when they're done with the line.
Keep going. We're live.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were going to do the bark. I'm sorry, where are we starting from?
You want me to do that line over again?
You're not supposed to read that.
Keep going. We're live.
We had a lot of fun playing with the other boys, didn't we, Fido?
Fine. Fido looks up at Timmy with shiny eyes and then runs ahead with playful barks. It was a wonderful day with the sun shining bright. But now the sun was getting lower in the sky and Timmy was glad to come home.
We now go inside the house to the kitchen, where Timmy's mother is showing Timmy's little sister Susie how to cook the evening meal. Timmy's mother tells Susie,
Susie, it's not only important to know how to prepare the food, but how to present it as well. See here the proper way to put all the silverware around the table.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And little Susie beams with delight as she replies,
Mommy, the table looks so... Oops, maybe I should use a little girl's voice.
Rewind.
Mommy, the table looks so wonderful. I'll bet Daddy will be real happy when he gets home from work.
Susie loves her mom. Susie's mom shows Susie how to take extra care to make sure the place settings are exact.
Lose the sarcasm.
It's good to do things correctly and orderly. Your daddy has to work hard to put food on the table and provide for our needs. That's why we want to pleasure him.
That's please him, not pleasure.
Oops, should I read that over?
Then they hear Timmy's footsteps approaching from a wooden back porch.
Cue footsteps. Creaking screen door opens. Sound effects, dude. Where are you?
Dude, sorry about that. Footsteps. Door.
Oh, engineer, is your voice bleeding through the broadcast?
Hi, Timmy.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Susie. Is it almost dinner time?
Not until your father gets home, Timmy. You got yourself all playing dirty outside.
That's dirty playing outside. Yeah. You got all dirty playing outside. Are you people dyslexic or what?
You got all dirty playing outside. You'd better wash up to be ready for dinner when your daddy comes home.
Timmy walks to the bathroom and begins to wash his hands. He washes them thoroughly to eliminate the dirt and make sure he doesn't catch any diseases or get sick.
Okay, who made that noise?
Don't step in the puke, Timmy.
It's the script that made me do it.
Stop Stop that! I said no more rude noises. Keep reading. We will not tolerate rude noises or behavior.
Engineer! Who made that noise?
I don't know.
Well, keep an eye on them and let me know who's the troublemaker. Can you do that, engineer?
I'll try. It's a lot of work keeping the levels correct and cueing the music. Maybe you could ask the effects dude.
The what?
The Foley artist, the sound effects guy.
The man over there? I don't trust him because he needs a haircut. Listen, engineer, if you find out the instigator, there'll be a 20% bonus for you. You understand?
I'll try, but...
Engineer, we can't hear the performers over the air.
Oops, you distracted me, Mr. Hallisworth, and I had the wrong mics on.
Good to be home, dear. I can't wait to sit down to one of your delicious meals and tell my whole family about the important things I did at work today.
Timmy and Susie's father opened the closet door to put away his suitcase and overcoat.
How come both Timmy and the father opened the closet door? Was it stuck or something?
Maybe they were both in the closet.
No more strenuous comments. Next line, narrator.
Waiting for sound effects. Footsteps. Door opens.
And the mystery is, what was in the man's suitcase?
Why did he hide it in the closet where his family wouldn't see it?
Who said that?
Timmy's father sits down at the table and asks Timmy...
I think the cue card is upside down.
Stop it! Stop it! I'm warning the all of you! Read the script correctly or you'll all be fired.
Did you have a good day at school today, Timmy?
Yes, Daddy. I really like the school I go to.
Don't sound so mechanical.
I hope I can keep going to that school and not the public school.
Well, we might not be able to send you to that school anymore, Timmy.
His mother uttered,
"No, I don't want to go to the public school. They don't care about the Ten Commandments. How can we learn?"
That's commandments.
Without knowing stuff like that.
Actually, I have good news. Because of the recent tax cuts that our government has enacted, we can't afford to keep sending you to good school.
Read that again.
Actually, I have good news. Because of the recent tax... Jesus Christ.
Alright.
Read that again.
Actually, I have good news. Because of the recent tax cuts that our government has enacted, we can afford to keep sending you to a good school, Timmy.
Oh, my husband, that's so wonderful.
Stop it, Kingsley. I warn you people.
Let him do it. I know you.
Stop it, Kingsley. I warn you people.
And we can start sending Susie to a nice, faith-based all-girls school as well.
Timmy and Susie are full of delight at what their dad has just said to them.
Oh, goody, oh, goody.
More enthusiasm.
Oh, goody, oh, goody, oh, goody.
No, not like that. Be more realistic.
Realistic? I'm playing a little girl, and I'm supposed to be excited about going to some religious school?
Yes. What's your problem, people?
Our problem? It's the script.
There's nothing wrong with my script.
Let's keep things moving here, Farthington.
Dude, your script sucks.
We don't use language like that. Who said that?
His characters are bland. The ideas are repulsive.
Dude, it really blows.
You don't like it because it's good, moral, and decent. And you're all a bunch of sinful...
This skit's a mess, Farthington.
Because they're massacring it. They can't act. This whole past is hopeless.
We need to find the troublemakers. Get rid of the ringleaders and throw fear into the others. Keep them in line.
What? We need to fire the whole lot of them. Mr. Hallisworth, we need to fire the whole lot of them.
We can't fire all of them. We don't have enough replacements.
We'll send the gaffer to find more replacements. We've got to do something. They're ruining my script.
Frankly, Farthington, even I found your script a little trite.
Does anyone know where we are? I'm totally lost.
I don't know. Did we cut to the tape yet?
No, we're still live. Q6, narrator 2.
And now, as he sits at the head of the table, Timmy and Susie's dad says Grace.
Grace, Grace, Grace.
sorry. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you want me to read all that?
Meanwhile, the rest of the family are looking down at their food and wondering how they had gotten trapped in such an insipid radio drama.
Hey, that wasn't in the script. You with the black sweater, leave.
Who cares? This script sucks.
I told you before, language like that will not be tolerated on this show. Which one of you said that?
It was him.
It was her.
Mr. Farthington, can we do another sketch?
Which one of you said that?
It wasn't me.
I didn't do it.
Do you see what I'm telling you, Hollisworth? None of them are cooperating.
Ferret out the troublemakers, Farthington.
Can we begin another sketch, Mr. Farthington?
Another what?
A new script. The cue cards just got jumbled for this one.
The cue people were laughing so hard, all the cue cards were scrambled.
But we haven't gotten to the moral yet. We can't just stop in the middle of a piece.
We refuse to continue. We want the next script. Please, Mr. Farthington.
It's only a mess because you people are... See what I'm up against, Hollisworth?
Find another sketch, then. This one is over. Engineer, cue the intro music.
The intro music?
That's right. We're starting from scratch.
But what about my script? My script wasn't finished.
Farthington, just find another script while I change the cast. Find a real script and not some lame thing you wrote.
The script box is over there, Mr. Farthington.
But, they were the ones who ruined it. It was a good script, Mr. Hollisworth.
Get over there, you idiot! We've got to get another piece in place.
Well, okay.
Now, I want all voice actors to leave the studio. We are bringing in the understudies.
No way! You can't do that!
We still have 3 more scenes.
Maybe this one, or this one. I don't know.
Like some green or something?
Was it Dessert Difference?
Yeah. Wow. Reaper sounds like Reaper Madness. Yeah. You know, I don't like Reaper anymore, did I? I mean, maybe they do.
A lot of people do.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm... Too much.
Hey, you guys are going on. You better get ready.
That's what you do it. I know you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's test your mic.
1, 2, 3.
Something like this. Right here in our own backyard. I came here to Pleasantville. You see, the Pentagon sent me here to dispel some of the popular myths about experimental chemical warfare. You know, it's not as horrible as it sounds.
Well, you're the...
What I'm saying is that it's dangerous and silly, so we don't do it. I mean, we're talking about the involvement of the United States government here, and they wouldn't do anything dangerous.
Drink, Mr. Harrington?
Maybe this one, or this one. I don't know.
We've got 2 minutes, 25 seconds until the next scene.
This is community radio. You can't tell us to leave.
This isn't right.
That's tough! The FCC put us in charge of this show, and we will not tolerate any insubordination! All of you, out! If you don't leave, I'll call the police, and they will be here within 5 minutes! I'll call Homeland Security and even the NSA, though they're probably already on to the lot of you.
This goes against everything KABU represents.
This is total bullshit.
Yeah, how can they do this?
Clear the studio immediately. Take all your stuff with you. Everyone, out immediately. Come on, people. Don't take all day. Move it. That's the way, Snap 2. Out.
What are we going to do?
Who cares? Ubu Hour doesn't exist with these assholes running the show.
Scene begins in 1 minute 25 seconds.
Yeah, we might as well leave.
I can't believe this is happening.
This totally sucks.
It's all over.
Ubu's dead.
Ubu is dead.
Ubu is dead. Ubu is dead.
Ubu is dead. Scene begins in 55 seconds. Fucking fascists.
Okay, they're out of here. Bring in the understudies. Get them in place before the music ends.
You're so evil, Rob.
He's good.
20 seconds.
Sorry.
So keep that, Rob.
15.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
10. 8, 7.
Oh,
six,
yeah, I'm sorry, that's
7.
Me.
Oops.
Yeah,
sure. 5, okay. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow. Sorry. Okay, is everybody in place?
Give me that mic! Hello.
Hello, listeners out there. The management of the Ubu Hour wishes to apologize for technical and other difficulties. Please disregard what you heard, since that was not this show. Now that we've rid the cast of riffraff and troublemakers, we will proceed with our scheduled programming so that the new Ubu Hour can really begin.
Opening sequence cues.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ubu Hour, now under new management, as mandated by the FCC.
The Ubu Hour, where one can tune in to clean, wholesome audio dramas without offensive language, salacious descriptions of debaucheries and defilements, and lewd sound effects.
That's right. We're proud to bring you radio theater that will delight the whole family.
Instead of dragging the entire KBOO Radio Theater Hour into the gutter as it has in the past, the Ubu Hour will be that shining beacon of moral turpitude.
The inspiration of virtue and decency and decorum to which the other KBOO Radio Theater shows will aspire.
So sit back and relax with the full knowledge that the new improved Ubu Hour will not offend or disturb even the most sensitive of you out there. Listening to this fine broadcast.
That's broadcast.
Broadcast.
Whatever. Broadcast.
Stop it! No giggling on the set!
Yes, it's the new Ubu Hour, the Nubu Hour.
Is that the Nubile Hour?
How about the new Do Hour?
Yeah.
You, in the turtleneck! Another crock like that and you're out!
Okay, 2 minutes, 5 seconds.
Man, these guys have no sense of humor at all.
Yeah, I thought this was the Ubu Hour. Are we on the wrong set?
Farthington, have you found a script yet?
Here are the cue cards.
Good. Gaffer, come over here.
Yeah, Mr. Hollisworth?
We need to find more replacements in case we have to remove this cast as well. Can you find some voice actors in the next 10 minutes?
I don't know, Mr. Hollisworth.
Listen, Gaffer, I don't care if they can act. They just need to be able to read the cue cards. They'll be there to let the voice actors know they're replaceable to keep the present cast in line.
Well, I'll see what I can do, Mr. Hollisworth.
Okay, we're about to begin.
This one better be good, Farthington.
We can't get much better than this, Mr. Hollisworth. It's from the good book itself.
Now you're thinking. Once we've got this radio theater show under control, Farthington, we'll get the FCC to put us in charge of the other ones as well. All the late-night radio drama programs on this station are full of bad language and filth. Shows like Sudden Death Radio, Listeners, and especially the Gremlin Hour.
Excellent, sir. We'll clean them all up.
Thunder. Lightning.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the dispenser of grace.
There are messages of a divine writ clear in itself and clearly showing the truth.
We now convey unto thee some of the story of Moses and Pharaoh, setting forth the truth for the benefit of people who believe.
Behold, Pharaoh exalted himself in the land and divided its people into castes. One group of them he deemed utterly low.
He would slaughter their sons and spare only their women. For, behold, he was one of those who spread corruption on the earth.
Kind of like George Bush.
But it was our will to bestow our favor upon those very people who were deemed so utterly low in the land, and to make them forerunners in faith.
And so established them securely on earth until let Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts experience through those children of Israel the very thing against which they sought to protect themselves.
And so when he was born, we inspired thus the mother of Moses.
Suckle him for a time, and then, when thou hast cause to fear for him, cast him into the river, and have no fear, and do not grieve. For we shall restore him to thee, and shall make him one of our message bearers.
Or I'm going to be Liam.
Exalted himself in the land and divided his people into castes. One group of them he deemed utterly low.
He slaughtered their sons, spare only their women.
Gang, I figured I'd find you here.
Yeah, just hanging out by the rear door.
You guys want to come back?
I don't think they want us back. And with those fucking fascists running this show, what's the point?
You can't give up that easily, can you? The Ubu Hour needs you.
They certainly won't let us back in the studio.
But they are looking for more actors. And maybe if you change your clothes, they won't recognize you. There's a bunch of old costumes from the theater group in the trunk of my car.
Yeah, what the hell? Let's see what you've got.
All right, I'm parked right here.
Well, I don't know.
We can't let the Ubu Hour down. What do you say, everyone? Let's go back in there and fuck things up.
We got to do this.
Yeah!
Check it out, gang.
This is awesome.
This one's mine.
Check out the white shirt with the sew-on tie.
I'm going for this dress and wig combo.
Cool. I'll let him know we got a new cast.
We all had that giggle.
Oh, that's my... Okay. Yeah.
Now, when Moses reached full manhood and had become mature of mind, we bestowed upon him the ability to judge between right and wrong, as well as innate knowledge. For thus we reward the doers of good.
And one day he entered the city at a time when most of the people were resting in their houses, unaware of what was going on in the streets.
And there he encountered two men fighting with one another, one of his own people and the other of his enemies.
And the one who belonged to his own people cried out to him for help against him who was of his enemies. Whereupon Moses struck him down with his fist and thus brought about his end.
But then he said to himself,
"This is of Satan's doing. Verily, he is an open foe, leading man astray."
And he prayed,
"Oh, my sustainer, verily I have sinned against myself. Grant me, then, thy forgiveness."
And he forgave him, for, verily, he alone is truly forgiving, a dispenser of grace.
Said he,
"Oh, my sustainer, I am bound by my blessings which thou hast bestowed on me."
You say this is from the Bible, Farthington?
Of course it's from the Bible. It's about Moses.
What book from the Bible?
I don't know. The book of Moses, I think.
Give me that master script. I know the Bible. And I don't think this is... Look at this, Farthington!
What?
Right there! The source of this travesty!
The message of the Q-Ran! What's the Q-Ran?
Not Q-Ran, you stupid idiot! The Quran! We have to stop this outrage immediately! Engineer, can you do an announcement or something? We can't air stuff like this!
But we're right in the middle of a scene.
End it now! Stop everything! Go to an announcement or something!
What's going on? We're not finishing the piece?
They pulled it for some reason.
I didn't know. It's not my fault. Please, Lord, forgive me. Please, please forgive me for this terrible...
Get off your knees, Farthington. Your ineptitude knows no bounds. Go dig up another script right now. Gaffer, did you find my voice actors?
Sure thing, Mr. Hallisworth. They'll be in here in a few minutes.
Excellent. We need to get this show back on track. Immediately. Now, engineer, I want to say something over the air before we continue the show.
Just let me know when and I'll take down the music.
Fine. Where's the mic?
We've got mics all over the place. There's one in front of you if you want to use that one.
Oh, this one. Does it work? Okay. What's that? What happened to the music?
You're on. Go.
You're airing this? I'm not ready yet. Turn the music back up.
Engineer, how much time we got?
A few minutes.
Okay, I'll be back.
Hey, you! Get back in your seat!
I have to go to the bathroom.
You wait until the show is over!
Are you serious?
This is bullshit.
No! You never, ever use language like that around here.
What the fuck?
Someone said the F word! No! What if we had been on the air?
Listen, all of you, we've got replacements that can cover for the lot of you. So you'd better shut up and follow orders. And absolutely no more cuss words. Get the intro music cued. Engineer.
Intro music again? The show's more than half over.
You heard me. We're starting from the beginning. Now listen, all of you. I don't want any fuck-ups this time. Do you all hear me? No more fuck-ups, or you'll be physically ejected from the studio. Okay, engineer, take down the music and turn on my mic.
Turn on your mic? Of course, your mic. There you go.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the management of the Abu Hour wishes to assure you to please ignore what has been aired since 11 p.m. We have fixed the problems. We will begin our programming momentarily, so please ignore anything you heard up until now.
Man, who put these dickheads in charge?
Yeah, this is supposed to be fun.
This is complete bullshit.
It's a good thing we toked up in the back room.
Yeah, that was really good shit.
I've got some more for after the show.
Me too.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Too much.
You're so evil, Ralph.
He's good. sorry.
He'll keep that.
Hello, KBOO.
What's going on there? I thought you guys cleaned up your act.
You want to talk to someone in charge?
Yes, I do. I had my family stay up late because I heard this was going to be a clean show.
Mr. Hallisworth, phone call for you.
Yes, Hallisworth. Let me talk to Hallisworth.
Hello?
Is this Hallisworth?
Hello?
You personally told me this was a clean show with good Christian themes. You told me there would be no four-letter words in this show.
That was just a mistake. We've taken care of the problems. We've completely replaced the cast.
It's too late to take care of the problems. My preteen daughters heard someone say the F word on the radio. You've destroyed their youth, Hallisworth. And my wife is now freaking out and...
It's not...
You fucking motherfucking... I'll tell you, you're a cocksucker motherfucker.
My wife is now freaking out and...
It's not going to happen again.
It's too late for that. I even heard you say the F word just now.
Me?
That's what you are. Fucking mother!
I didn't say it on the air.
I heard you yell something fuck up a few minutes ago. Now you've got me using the F word, too. You see how these things begin to degenerate?
Please, bear with us. We've got a new crew and...
Fuck you. Fuck all of you. You've ruined my daughters. Their tender ears are ruined for life. You've destroyed my family, Hellasworth. Fuck you!
Please! That was just a mistake.
Fuck you! You've destroyed my family, Hellasworth. Fuck you!
I didn't say the F word on the air. It must have been one of those fucking actors. Or maybe that fuck up Barlington.
Okay, and begin.
It's deja vu all over again. Not together, right?
What? Okay, greetings, listeners.
Okay, greetings,
what?
Listeners.
Okay, so what?
Greetings, listeners. It's time once more for a fine evening of radio drama with the Ubu Hour.
That's right, but don't turn off that radio yet, please. The Ubu Hour is now under new management, thanks to the FCC.
The Ubu Hour has turned a corner. We will no longer broadcast extreme profanity.
Not on the Ubu Hour. Fuck no.
What was that? What would they say?
Too much.
Whereas recently the Ubu wallowed in filth and perversion, the new Ubu Hour will offer uplifting dresses and body parts. Our extreme apologies to those prudes who were offended by the colorful language and decadence heard on these airwaves.
If you don't like it, you can turn it off and tune back in to the harmless lounge music at midnight, right?
What's the big deal?
That's not in the script. People, you need to follow the script.
What's the big deal?
We already did this. Can't we go to a new skit?
No more lurid scenes and suck value tactics to disguise of blah, 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 blah.
No, dear listener, absolutely none of that. Under new management, the Ubu Hour will fuck us up. Ooh, oops, I mean focus on quality and restraint to bring tales that promote poopy values. Proper values, decorum, and irreverence.
That was deliberate. You and the red out.
We're talking about programming of the highest immoral turditude. Bring it to in the kids and the old. Wake them up right now and drag them out of bed to listen to this show.
Get out, all of you! This insubordination will not be tolerated!
Not yet, Farthington, not yet. Gaffer, where are those replacements?
They'll be here any minute.
We need them here right now! Farthington, keep the others in the studio until the replacements get here.
All of you, back in your seats!
I thought you just told us to leave.
Back in your seats right now. That is an order.
Make up your minds. This is ridiculous.
You want us to leave or not?
Just get back in your fucking seats. You're as impossible as that first lot of people. Isn't there anyone at this radio station that can follow orders?
Watch the language there, Farthington. You don't want it to bleed into the on-air mix.
He doesn't have to yell at us. Or act like he's got a stick up his ass. Let's just get it done and get out of here.
Okay, everyone, we're about to start the next segment.
Hello, everyone. We're so happy to be here on the Ubu Hour. We've got another great family drama coming up.
Gee, again?
Yeah.
Here on the Ubu Hour, where the radio drama is both entertaining and enlightening.
Our tale begins with the family sitting by the fire. Dad sits in the biggest chair, and by his side is Mom, while Timmy and Susie sit at their feet.
Farthington, is this another one of your abominations?
It was the only script I could trust, Mr. Hallisworth.
And by his side is Mom, while Timmy and Susie sit at their feet.
Hey, turn down that fire noise!
That sounded like the house burning down.
Help! Fire!
That's burning down the house.
That part.
Burning down the house.
Burning down the house.
That's not in the script.
Burning down the house.
That's not in the script.
They have just eaten a delicious meal cooked by Timmy and Susie's mom. And now it was their favorite part of the evening, where the family shared the evening together. shitting by the fire.
Timmy and Susie's mom said to them,
"You are good kids to eat all the food on your plates."
And Timmy and Susie told their mom,
"Mommy, Mommy, can we watch television after study?
You're supposed to be a kid."
Should I do it over?
Yes.
Oh, we don't really have time for that, do we?
Mommy, can we watch the boob tube after study?
Can we, Mommy? Please, can we?
You'll have to ask your father.
Daddy! Daddy!
Daddy!
Daddy!
Daddy!
Daddy!
Daddy! Daddy!
Daddy!
Daddy!
They're not in this room! Keep it moving!
And Timmy and Susie's father looks up from his Bible reading and tells them,
Who's playing the dad?
No one got that part.
Here, I'll do it. You can watch television when we finish our babbling study.
Damn it! That's not right! It's Bible study! And you can't play the dad! You're making a mockery of the show! You people are...
Whatever!
You can't play the dad!
Whatever!
Keep it moving, Farthington! We're running out of time! I've got to take a cigarette break.
The fire brings you warmth. But the fire can also burn you if you stick your hand in, Timmy and Sleazy.
Susie, you in the sweater. You've been warned. Leave right now.
Just like hell.
This is absolutely the stupidest script I've ever read.
You, I told you to leave. Out, now.
Yeah, this whole thing sucks.
Out, now.
Ow, stop pushing me.
Get out of here. You're not going to ruin another one of my radio plays.
Get off her, you big meanie.
Yeah, that's right.
Get off her, you big meanie. Get off of her, you big meanie.
Yeah, what's your fucking problem, asshole?
You people are absolutely hopeless. You're ruining everything.
Farthington, get out of there.
But, Mr. Hallisworth, she's deliberate...
Farthington!
But, Mr. Hallisworth, she's deliberately ruining...
Shut up! Follow me, right now. I need to show you something.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just shook up a little. If he comes in the studio again, I'm out of here.
That motherfucker is dangerous.
Are we still on the air, Rabia? Or did you cut to a tape?
Not yet. Let me turn up some of the other mics.
Farthington!
What is it, Mr. Hallisworth?
Looks like they're in the record library.
Uh-oh. That's where we were smoking bud and drinking.
Did anyone clean up those bottles?
Look what I smelled over here in the back. It reeks in here. One of them was smoking marijuana cigarettes.
That's where the second shift changed into costume.
Costume, you ass. This is radio. Look at these roach butts and empty bottles of booze. The whole lot of them are stunk up on illegal drugs and hard liquor. You need to call the police. Immediately!
The police! Maybe we'd better get out of here.
Yeah, let's go to my place. I've got more bud we can do.
Yeah, why not? The show's almost over anyway.
Sounds cool. Rabia, are you going to stay here?
Yeah, until the end of the show. I'll join you guys later.
You've totally fucked this up, Farthington! I knew I shouldn't have put you in charge of this! It's a complete goddamn mess!
But, Mr. Hollisworth, it's not my fault.
Well, we'll have him arrested when the police arrive. There's the gaffer. Hey, you!
Yes, Mr. Hollisworth?
Where's the third crew?
They're in there setting up.
Oh, yes, I see.
What? What happened to your second crew?
They took off, man.
You mean they left the building?
Sure thing. You told them to leave, didn't you?
They can't leave yet!
What? Oh. How are we going to have them arrested if they're not here?
You'd better run after them, Farthington. Yeah, okay. Maybe they're still outside by the door. Easier to say. Okay. Stop them! Hurry! Hurry, damn you! Do you see them?
No, Mr. Hollisworth, they're gone.
Well, at least you have their names.
Names?
You don't have their names? You didn't make them sign some kind of roster or anything, Farthington?
I didn't know.
You completely fucked this up again.
It's not my fault.
Get back here!
All right, I'm very sleep deprived, so... Oh, but you're talking to Liam. It says, sounds cool, Liam. Are you going to stay here?
No, but yeah, I think I switched Liam with you.
What?
So, we're ready when you are.
All ready. Ready to do our part for the Ubu Hour.
These actors look more proper and professional.
Yes, they do, don't they? They even look vaguely familiar.
Let me talk to them before we continue with the program. Do we have another half minute, engineer?
Sure thing, Mr. Fartington.
Listen, you guys, thanks for filling in at the last minute. Even though the Tonight Show is almost over, if you do a good job and follow the script exactly and keep everything clean and appropriate, we'll have you back next month to do the entire show. Does everyone understand?
Sure thing, Farthington.
You're the boss.
You can count on us.
You the boss.
We're ready when you are.
Okay, we're ready to begin.
Listeners, it's time again.
I tell you, Farthington, these actors look familiar. I know I've seen them somewhere before.
Maybe at last we'll get this thing under control. And then next month we'll be prepared. We'll finally have actors who will cooperate. We'll do a perfect show, Mr. Hollisworth. We'll revitalize radio theater. We'll syndicate the show and sell it for lots of money. Lots and lots of money. For us as we spread more morality and faith.
But where have I seen them before?
I've mirrored and...
Our next tale on the Ubu Hour is a stirring anthem to God and country.
What happened? Who is that?
Sorry, I had trouble with the cue card.
As Timmy and Susie learn how our nation was floundered on the principles of crass insanity...
I think that's crap inanity.
Or is it crusty anal anity?
Christianity! Christianity! What the fuck is your major malfunction? How can you mock Christianity like that?
We're not mocking Christianity. We're mocking your stupid script, Fartington. Fartington.
It's a total piece of shit. There's no fucking plot, no conflict, nothing but people we don't care about spewing out your narrow-minded, fucked-up pieties.
Yeah, nothing fucking happens. No one fucking cares, Mr. Fuckington.
Well, it's those fucking mutinous deviants we expelled earlier. How the fuck did they get back in the studio?
The words are dead before they leave the throat. No one fucking cares about these asswipes. Timmy, and Susie, and Mommy, and Daddy.
Even first grader their ass on this shit of a script, Mr. Fuckington.
It's boring!
You fucking better follow the script or else. I'm sick of you fucking assholes ruining my scripts.
Who the fuck let those fucking cocksuckers back into the studio?
Fuck you.
Hey, what's up, effects dude?
Hey, man, there's a couple cops at the door. Do you think I should let them in?
You should take over the board. I'll see what they want.
Cool, man. Let me see here. Fade up on three. Oops. Some hanky-panky in the back staircase again.
I have never in my life worked with such a bunch of degenerate, despicable, amoral, evil.
I want you motherfucking cocksuckers out the fucking door. Now, get the fuck out of here.
Hey guys, what's up?
We've had a couple of complaints. Somebody called earlier about obscene language being aired, and we just got another complaint about some illegal drugs.
I'm glad you guys are here. Let me take you to the people in charge of the show. Follow me.
That would be appreciated. We need to talk to whoever's in charge. We don't care about the obscene language necessarily, but when we got the other call...
I gotta tell you, sirs, this new management team has been very abusive to the entire radio theater staff. Right this way, sir.
You fucking cunts and cocksuckers, get the fuck out now! Get the fuck out! or I'll come in there and fucking throw you the fuck out.
You fucking people are banned from this fucking show for life. You fucking hear me? For life.
See what I told you, officer?
I warned you. We'll fucking throw you out the fucking door. Out the fucking door. You fucking assholes. Out the fucking door. You fucking cunts and cocksuckers, out the fucking...
Get off of me! Help!
Get the fuck out now!
Help! No!
Get off of her, you assholes!
Get the fuck out!
Get off of me! Help!
I fucking throw you the fuck out!
Off of her, both of you!
You
get off of her!
Banned from this fucking show
out
for life!
The fucking door! You fucking assholes!
Off of her, both of you! Get off of her!
Ow!
Ah! Okay, what's going on here?
Listen, officer, let me explain everything. The FCC sent us here to run a clean, moral radio theater show. And these people sabotage us every bit of the way.
That's right. They were smoking illegal drugs.
Who was smoking illegal drugs?
Not us.
Well, the other ones were. They already left the building.
Did you actually see anyone smoking illegal drugs?
Well, no, but...
Are you okay, miss?
I guess so.
What happened, miss?
We are trying to do with the radio theater, and those two men got really abusive to us.
We did not! They started it!
Let me talk to the woman, please.
They yelled abusive language and threatening us, and then they started to physically attack me.
That's a lie! She's lying through her teeth!
Will you please be quiet?
But she's lying! They started it!
I told both of you to be quiet. You there. What happened?
Those two there. They were screaming at us, and then they attacked her. They flipped out or something.
Listen to them. They...
Shut up! I told you to shut up.
But they're lying, officer.
I told you to be quiet. Now, you there. What happened?
It's like she says, those two over there.
They're all lying, officer.
Okay, okay, I've heard enough. We're taking these two away.
You can't do that! We work for the FCC! We're supposed to be in charge here!
I don't think you'll be put in charge of a radio station for a very long time. You two are coming with us.
Yay!
Yay!
We finally got rid of them. Good riddance.
Yeah, but look at the time. Thubu Hour is almost over.
Just in time to put on the closing theme and have you read the credits.
Okay, let's do it.
You've been tuned to another fine episode of the new Ubu Hour.
Actually, it's back to the old Ubu Hour.
Bringing you quality radio drama that is uplifting and moral.
Entertaining, and screw all this shit.
Hey, look who's here.
Just in time for the credits.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, we saw those idiots getting taken away, so we came back.
And we brought a lot of reefer.
Too much.
Yay!
You're so evil, Ralph. He's good.
All right, man, you got the dope.
Yay!
Yay! Reefer!
Yeah.
Oh. Reefer sounds like reefer madness.
Yay!
That's right. I don't.
So do we all say yay now? Yeah. Sorry. She'll keep that.
Performing tonight's Ubu Hour...
That's what you do it. I know you will.
Performing tonight's Ubu Hour were the following people. What is my stage name?
What is that?
You can, whatever you want to call yourself.
I'm G.
Oh. Okay.
Can we do fake names, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are like the credits.
You have you only have that.
Our first and last.
No, yeah,
name?
We're just giving our name.
No, I mean you have a piece of paper that says that, and none of us do.
No.
Oh, on the last page.
Yeah, do our names.
My real name.
Yeah. All right.
Cool, yeah.
Performing tonight's Ubu Hour were the following people:
Rabia,
Jessica,
Kurt,
Rolf,
Christy,
Devin,
DJ,
Richard,
Jeff,
Grace,
Gleck,
Lisa Loving,
Liam Delta.
My name is Richard, and I play Mark.
I am Noah Eaton, a.k.a. Mistletoe Angel.
Michelle.
Jacques Olding.
The material for tonight's show was written by Fartington and Mohammed and...
Say, Rolf, didn't you write some of the scripts, too?
Engineered by Rabia and Kate Welch. Rabia's last
Yemen,
name.
Yeah.
I don't know her last name.
Yemen.
Okay. Engineered by Rabia Yemen and Kate Welch.
The show was produced by. Do I got to give these assholes credit? Fartington and Halesworth.
Tune in to KBOO every Monday night at 11 p.m. for more radio theater with shows like
The Listeners, Gremlin Time, The Sudden Radio Project, and, of course, the Ubu Hour.
That's right. I don't...
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
So do we all say yay now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Reefer sounds like Reefer Madness.
Entropy of the universe increases as we descend into chaos. More and more chaos. The entropy of the universe ever increasing as we plummet into chaos. More and more chaos. Until there is nothing but the entropy of the universe increases as we descend into chaos. More and more chaos. The entropy of the universe ever increases as we plummet into chaos. More and more chaos.